The ACCC is urging consumers to watch out for dodgy deals as pre-holiday sales approach. Deputy Chair Delia Rickard joins me now to discuss. Hi, Delia.
Hi there, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, Black Friday is coming and there are lots of great deals online in the lead up to Christmas. There's also a lot of scope for online scam artists, I hear.
Look, unfortunately there is, Jenny. We have seen a huge increase in online shopping scams since the beginning of COVID. So far this year, we've had nearly $13 million lost to them and over 26,000 reports. So you really need to take care. And I think we all rush to get the bargain when you have things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And we're all stressed with Christmas coming. But take care. Make sure you know who you're dealing with and watch out for some of the telltale signs that it could be a scam.
What are those signs?
Well, normally it's that price is too good to be true. Now, you do get some really good prices here. But I think, particularly if it's on a site that you haven't dealt with before, always do a bit of research on the seller. Do a Google search, see what someone's had to say about them. I've done that several times recently with things I've found and loved on social media. And sadly, I seem to have an intrinsic attraction to scams because each time there's been pages of reviews which all suggested that I shouldn't be buying it. So do those sorts of checks and look at how you're being asked to pay. I mean, normally if you're shopping online, you would shop paying with the credit card. If you're asked to, if they engage with you via email and want a bank transfer, cryptocurrency, gift cards, those are all things that should put you on alert.
So PayPal is quite a useful tool, isn't it, in that situation?
PayPal is a useful tool, but scammers will also pretend they'll make references. We see a lot of scams still associated with PayPal, but if it's legitimate PayPal, you've got a better chance of getting your money back.
Right, yeah. So just doing a simple Google search and, you know, looking up reviews and things like that really does help, doesn't it?
It really does help. You just put in the name of the seller and check that way. And I also always look if you're on social media and they've got an ad, they've usually got comments underneath it. And I'm always amazed at the number of times I look and there's multiple people saying it's a scam, yet it's still up there.
Yeah, that is funny because often they have the capacity to remove comments, but and that's something you should be aware of as well. But social media plays a big role in all of this because for some reason it just kind of legitimises it. It makes it look a bit more legit when there's an ad for a fake website on social media, right?
Look, I think that's right. And likewise, you know, people think if they're dealing with a legitimate classified site or online marketplace, which are legitimate, but scammers are there too, just like scammers used to be in the old newspaper classifieds. It's very hard to completely escape them. So it is worth being on your guard and just doing those few quick checks to make sure you're protected.
None of us are immune, but I'm quite surprised to see that it's digital natives who are often getting caught out losing the most money.
Look, I think that's right, and we've done a bit of research about that, and often it's because they're less risk-averse and they're looking for the cheaper products. So they're being driven more by price at a younger age than by known brands' quality issues.
Right, yeah. I'm just reading here, 25 to 34-year-olds lost about $2.4 million. Gosh, and that's this year so far.
Yeah, and you have to remember that these are just the stats to the ACCC ScamWatch website. And while we're the main government site where people report, only about 13% of people who lose money to scams tell us. So this is just indicative that there's a problem, but the problem is much bigger than our numbers represent.
I bet. If you're waiting for your parcel as well, if you have made a legitimate purchase, there are some scammers taking advantage of people expecting deliveries, I hear.
We see delivery scams at this time of year every year. So if you get a message from Australia Post, DHL, any of the parcel delivery firms asking you to click on a link, don't. And if they're seeking from you, you know, a payment for the delivery, just don't do that. And then they try and get your personal information and your credit card. Absolutely, just don't click on links from SMSs about these things. Go back to your original receipt or use the app for that delivery firm to check things there, not the SMS messages, because they will spam SMS parcel delivery scams between now and Christmas. I can guarantee you that.
And that's often just about them trying to collect your legitimate login details for another site, right?
They want your login details, they'll get as much personal info as they can, and they'll want your credit card details.
Delia Rickard's with us from the ACCC. Some warnings this present buying season. So you've mentioned a few things: not clicking on links, going to the original source, you know, typing into Google the name of an organisation, you know, if it is a delivery service.
Getting reviews.
Yeah, getting reviews, but also like going to the original source by going to Google and actually finding original websites and phone numbers and things like that. Keeping a cool head. Any other advice if someone feels like they've been scammed?
Oh, look, those are some of the most important things to do. And yes, cool head and not letting yourself be pressured into sales, just taking that extra time to really know who you're purchasing from, reading the reviews of what others have said about them, and looking at the payment mechanism, and all of those things should help protect you.
Yeah. Are there any avenues for recourse if someone has been scammed?
If you've paid with a credit card, what we often see is scammers setting up fake online shops, which they promote via social media, and then they disappear after a while. So if you realise early enough that you've been scammed, and in this day and age where, because of COVID, deliveries are delayed, we often wait a while before the penny drops, maybe we've been scammed. If you get in contact with your bank early enough, you may be able to get money back that way, or if you have a PayPal account, you may be able to get money back. But mostly the money is just sadly gone.
And what about when consumers feel like they've been duped by a legitimate company with maybe a dodgy product, or they've bought something that doesn't stack up to what was advertised?
Well, there your consumer guarantee should apply. And Australia has fantastic consumer guarantee laws where if you buy a product that's faulty, doesn't match description, doesn't say what they said it would do, you're entitled to a repair, a replacement or a refund, depending upon how serious the problem is. And those rights apply even when you're purchasing from an overseas provider into Australia, though they can be harder to enforce when it's overseas.
Fabulous. And there's a lot of details on your website at ACCC. You can make reports there, you can get help and just alert ACCC to things that are going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's worth being aware of the main things we're seeing in terms of where we're seeing the losses, what sorts of goods and things or purchases are leading to real losses. And the number one is pets, about a 3.5 million loss. Then we're seeing cars, heavy machinery, shipping containers, which probably won't be a big thing on Cyber Friday, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. But jewellery, handbags, shoes, mobile phones, computers, laptops, those are all things that we see a lot of scams about.
There you go. Well, thanks so much for your advice. Really appreciate it, Delia Rickard.
Lovely to talk, Jenny. You take care.